Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Justin Rohrgraber is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his love of acting, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you, and also talk to him about the journey to doing what he loves, what's being able to keep him encouraged, but also what you all should be looking forward to from him next. If you're just now hearing about Justin, we'll tell you a little bit later how we can stay connected with him. But Justin, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me. Appreciate
it. The pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, Justin, you and I just spoke briefly a moment ago. My producer reminded me of something that I did not ask you if it was pronounced Graber or Grabber. I thought it was Graber, but is it Grabber?
No, it is in fact Graber. Yeah,
it is Graber, great.
Grabber a lot, but it's
okay.
Kind of funny, actually. I was in the Army for 8 years, and when I went to basic training, they called me Private Grabber.
Oh, wow.
Kind of stuck. It stuck until I got
right.
Promoted up.
Exactly. So good. I got it right. Look, I know what it's like to have your name messed up, so I definitely wanted to make sure if I did say it incorrectly, wanted to make sure that I did correct that for sure. But, you know, it was great prepping for your segment, Justin, because I think the great thing about individuals like yourself is when you kind of begin on a path, you never know where it's going to lead, but when it heads in the direction that you want, you know, it's kind of a good feeling. I mean, you're kind of experiencing that good feeling right now. I mean, what does that feel like for you to decide that you want to be an actor and then be able to see things line up for you?
It's definitely good. I mean, ever since I was a kid, growing up in Buffalo, New York, anything I ever said I was going to do, I did. Like, I worked two jobs and went to high school simultaneously, and then I said I was going to join the Army. I got my parents to sign for me, so I signed when I was 17 years old. And then, I deployed 4 times overseas, and I thought about what I was going to do next. I always liked acting. I never really did acting until I got out of the Army, but whenever I would go see movies, I would always get the feeling like, why am I not in this? And then I started studying theater, and I'd go to theatrical productions, and I'd get the same feeling. So I figured, why not try it out, see if I like it. If I like it, I'll pursue it, and that's what I'm doing now. I'm pursuing it. So.
Right. You know, I think that is the thing. And, you know, I'm so glad that you mentioned the background, because I think that goes a lot to the consistency and also, of course, you know, being able to stick with something. Because, of course, your background, you would have to be able to, if you make a decision on something, it really is all about sticking to it and not giving up. Do you think that also is kind of why things are now going the way that they are? Because I think for so many people, Justin, and I think in whatever profession they might be pursuing, if things don't happen in the first 5 minutes, they're like, okay, well, this isn't going to work, and they'll go on to something else, or they'll just give up on it.
Yeah.
Do you think that because of the path that you've been on, that's what's kind of helped you to realize that it really is about sticking with it, no matter how slow things may appear to be going?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. Like, with anything that you pursue, you can't expect instant gratification. Like any job that you do. Like I remember my first day working as a cashier at Tim Hortons, which is a donut shop, and it was the most miserable day I've ever experienced because I just sucked. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to do the job. But, you know, you stick to it, and then you learn as you go. People teach you along the way. You pick up books along the way. Very similar with acting or any profession that you want to do.
I think that is so true. And I think the great thing about your journey, Justin, is that in really what would be looked at as a relatively short period of time, you've done a lot of projects. You've been a part of a lot. And being able to play different types of roles, is that also something that's been exciting for you, that every day at the office is not the same, that you never really know what's going to happen until you step on that stage that is a new set?
Yeah. I like that I don't get typecast. I think I do to a certain degree. Sometimes a lot of people see me and the look I give off is very, very evil kind of. I don't know. I have dark features, dark hair, dark eyes. So I do get cast a lot to play bad guys, but I have played an enormous variety of roles, and it is exciting to go on set and embody these characters and do something different every time, because every character on this world, on this planet, is not the same. So it goes hand in hand with the characters you play. on stage or in film or television.
Well, I think that is so true, and I think that's the thing. And as I said to you before we went on here, the other great thing about your profession is that you have people around the world who you don't know personally but get to know you, of course, because these days everything we do is online. So they get to find out about, who Justin Graber is. What has that part of the experience been like for you, to have these people following you on social media and keeping up with you and then being able to reach out to you and tell you what they think about what you're doing?
It's pretty cool. What I like the most about it is when those people are people that I do actually know that I haven't talked to in a long time. It's exciting on both sides of the spectrum, obviously, but it's cool when like old soldiers of mine reach out to me and tell me like, "Hey man, you're doing awesome things. I remember how great of a leader you were in the Army, and now you're pursuing this. You know, best of luck and keep doing what you're doing." And it's very gratifying to hear from those people, as well as people I have no clue who they are or anybody else.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. Something for all of us to be able to remember. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Justin Roy Graber. He's not only an actor who's been able to do what he loves, but also, of course, being able to share that now with all of us. You know, when you and I first connected, of course, it was online through email. I mean, that is, of course, just one of the ways people communicate these days. There's also Facebook. There's Twitter, how we were even tweeting about this segment here. I mean, talk to us about the most recent projects, because I think, and going back to your background, Justin, I think it kind of ties into this. You know, I think for a lot of people, it really is about exercising the muscles, whatever it is that you're doing, being able to do that. Do you find that that's what it's like for you, realizing that if this is something you want to do, making sure that you are your best, you're being able to bring your best with each and every audition, with each and every project?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I am still in school. I'm still studying theater at USC, as well as acting on the outside. So summertime's kind of slow for actors. So it's important to continue to seek out work that's going to help you hone your craft. So I'm doing a lot of free stuff right now, working on a lot of independent films. One of which that are coming up is written by Alex Helisick, a friend of mine. He and I met by a theatrical production we were in. We were in The Wizard of Oz. I was the wizard, and he was not Tin Man, the other one, the Scarecrow. Yeah.
Oh, Scarecrow? Okay.
Yeah, he was Scarecrow. I was the wizard, which was great. And he reached out to me, and me and him talk every now and then, but it's cool because he reached out to me. He's like, "Hey, he does a lot of independent stuff. He's the founder of Breezeway Productions." And he reached out to me and was like, "Hey, I want to use you for this thing. I remember working with you on The Wizard of Oz, and this is going to be a film and television thing." And I was like, "Totally, like, why not?" So it's cool to be offered stuff and not have to audition for it. Because obviously, the hat's in the bag, and that role's yours. So you're not competing against anybody else. So I'm going to be featured in that film called All My Brothers, and it's about a frat house and what pledges have to go through to pledge and become a member of the fraternity. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Another reason why he reached out to me was because of the hazing aspect. Obviously, I have some experience with that, being in the military.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Recently, while I was in school, this last semester, I was in a play, cast in a play called The Vending Machine. It was an original works, part of their New Works Festival, written by one of the MFA writers. They brought in Eddie Padilla, who is a pretty reputable director out here in L.A., to direct the show. He's also a USC alum, so I think they had that going for them to weasel him in to direct the play. I played Elroy, who is a father, an overweight father, so I get to wear a fat suit. Very, very fun role. Also, pretty emotionally demanding, because I have a son who's, like, I'm a soccer dad. I have a son named Thomas, and my like wants for him were to succeed in life, because I don't have the same successes or experience those. So it's important to continue to go out and find work as an actor, even if you're not going to get paid for it, which obviously, you know, the ideal thing is to get paid for it, but if you're just sitting at home, you know, playing video games all day long, you're not really challenging yourself to become better. I have a couple projects lined up this weekend that are student projects that I volunteered for, you know, friends that I've met along the way, fellow veterans that are trying to produce material that I volunteered. I'm like, you know what, I can do this. Why not? And they, you know, they ask me, and I'd say, yeah. So it's important to hone your craft, you know, all the time, so that you're
right.
Continuously challenging yourself.
Exactly. I think that is the thing for all of us to be able to keep in mind for sure. You know, you mentioned the military, and, you know, I think, you know, with anytime I think about the military, one of the things, of course, I always reflect on is the discipline, because I think that's the thing. You know, do you think that also goes to your mentality of not being a quitter, Justin? Do you think that is what kind of keeps you pushing forward, even when, again, as I said earlier, things don't always go as planned?
Yeah. I think the discipline does come into play a lot. Obviously, they stress in the military, you know, always be on time, and by on time they mean early, at least 10 minutes prior. In the film industry, it's the same thing. You want to be on time to auditions. You want to be early to auditions. It just shows your work ethic. If you're showing up late, obviously people are gonna annotate that. They're gonna know that, oh, I can't rely on this guy. This guy is not reliable. He's not dependable. He's not going to be where I need him to be. He's not going to do the homework that he needs to do. He's not going to do the research that he needs to do in order to connect with the character. Discipline does definitely come into play when it comes to, you know, it parallels with any profession that you're going to pursue.
I think, again, that is one of the big things as well. I think, you know, we talked earlier about social media and, you know, being able to connect with people there. Could you have imagined that where you are right now, Justin, that you would also be an example to others? I'm sure there are people, because of your background, again, in military, you know, look up to you because of what you've been able to do. Could you have imagined that would also translate as an actor?
Yeah, totally. I mean, because, like, it's a little bit different because, you know, like I said before, sometimes I get typecast to play, you know, the bad guy. But, you know, you have to look at a character objectively and figure out what their needs and desires are in order to play them efficiently. And without those bad characters, you're not going to have the story, you know. But it does still inspire, like, the story is the overall, you know, mission of a story or of like producing film, television, theater, and that's what ultimately touches the audience in the end and teaches a lesson and, you know, creates a following and creates people looking up to you and respecting your craft.
Right. I think that's it. You know, since you are able to, so far, be able to kind of be in various roles, and as I say on this program a lot, Justin, slip into the skins of different characters, does it make you more anxious about what roles you would like to play? I mean, something to challenge yourself. Do you find that to kind of also be a motivation? What role can I do that would challenge me as an actor?
Well, I believe in stepping outside of your comfort zone. Obviously, if you do not step out of your comfort zone, you're not going to grow. And that's totally true, especially in acting. So one of the things that I've been trying to get into is a musical theater production. And I'm not a great singer, but I go and do the auditions. I pick out songs that I feel that I sing okay at. And I do get callbacks, but then I find, and I can dance. I learned how to salsa when I gained bachata while I was overseas in Iraq with one of my buddies. He was like, I'm going to teach you this stuff, and you're going to be Rico Suave when we go home and we're going to go out to all these clubs. And that's pretty much what happened. But when you go to a callback for a musical theater production, they try to teach you, like, it's like a line dance, but they teach you, like, I'm exaggerating, maybe like 4 seconds. They're like, okay, now we're on step 16, and I'm like, what happened to steps 1 through 15? I'm lost here. There's no way. So, you know, that's something that I need to work on personally and professionally in order to grow and reach those goals. Another goal is Shakespeare. I've read numerous Shakespeare plays throughout being at USC, and it's a challenging thing to do. It's not something I've done yet, and I'm pretty scared to do it. One day I'll work up the courage to go out and audition for a Shakespeare play, but I think
right.
that you know it's something, you know, slow is steady, steady is smooth is fast. So when I'm ready, I'll be ready, and I'll knock it out of the park.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We have to talk about fear. It's one of the things I've kind of spent a lot of time this year focusing on. Justin, for one of the reasons being, I found that, you know, I try to, every day I do an inspirational video on Instagram, and I try to remind people that really there's no difference in any of us. We can all try to do our best at whatever it is that we love to do. But so many times people are afraid. They're afraid of the no. They're afraid of what may not happen instead of embracing what might happen. How have you not allowed fear to stop you along this journey and to keep you from pushing forward?
I think that I don't want to, like, reference the military the whole time because, you know, that's my past and I'm proud of it. But I think, yeah, it goes hand in hand with what, like, my experiences in the military.
Yeah.
Being overseas and getting into firefights, obviously it's like life or death. So whenever I'm going to an audition and I'm scared I'm not going to get a part or something like that, I just tell myself, you know, I've been through worse. If I don't get this part, I don't die at the end of the day. You know, there's worse things that could happen to me. There's always going to be work. For actors, there's always going to be somebody that has a story that wants to be told, that's going to need an actor and actresses. So there's so much work out there that I just don't need to worry. You know, it's like something's going to come along the way. Things always work out. Things will always fall into place. And just keeping a positive attitude about it has helped me to continue to pursue this.
Yeah. I think that's great. And I think it's great that you're able to look at the military. It really shows the impact that it had on you and moving forward. I think that's one of the great things about life experiences, Justin, is that those things stick with you. They make an imprint on you. And I think that's great that you're able to kind of date it back to that, because it really shows how long you've been manifesting that attitude, for sure. So congratulations to you. Again, everyone, Justin Roy Graber has been our guest for this segment. We've been speaking with him not only about his journey as an actor, but what it's been like for him to do what he loves in a lot of variety of roles, for sure. Justin, I mentioned social media earlier. How can our audience stay connected with you and keep up what's coming up next for you?
Well, yeah, so I'm on Instagram, Justin R. Graber, but it's spelled J-U-S-T-O-N, not I-N. It's weird. My dad was drunk and couldn't draw a straight line, so he kind of ruined my name for the rest. No, well, that's not the true story. He just wanted me to be unique and stuff, so
yeah.
I like it. A lot of other people like it. So I'm just on time, not just in time. Justin R. Graber, not Grabber.
Right.
So Instagram, Twitter, you can follow me. I'll follow you back if you're not a weirdo, you know. So.
All right, so make sure you guys are definitely staying connected with him on Instagram and Twitter for sure. We've already tagged him on our Twitter page as well to make it easy for you guys to find him there. Justin, man, congratulations to you. Glad we were able to have this conversation. And look, it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. Anything you have coming up, you want to come back by the show, we'd love to have you.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, glad to do it, man. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live for our radio audience as well as tuning in online. We're really glad that you all could be with us. Depending on how you're listening to us, it's the end of our program, either for the hour on the radio side or, of course, end of the segment for those joining us online. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.